Yes, it all began for me about 26 years ago in Tucson, Arizona. Back in those days, I was a wild and crazy guy, young and proud of it. At that time, I was also a devout atheist with a bent into nature's law, established by the laws of physics, which were all set in motion by a big bang of colliding super gases. Who cared where the gases came from as long as they made a big bang? According to my worldview back then, God could not possibly exist because he was too cruel to. He damned people to hell. He made kids ill. He allowed rapes. He allowed the evil. He caused all the calamity in the world. And therefore, God had to be a myth, a religious opium given to the people for just for social control. I argued with Christians all the time. I was a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Live and let live, unless you stepped on my toes. Yes, I moved to Arizona, Tucson, Arizona, at the age of 21. I was proud, young, cocky. My near-death experience happened because I drank bad water at a construction site. I was so thirsty from the hot Arizona heat in the summertime. I did not pay any attention to how the water tasted inside the cooler that I drank from. I handed that cooler to a coal worker, and he spat it out immediately. We opened the lid and discovered a mass of green brown muck, green algae and fungus, and things swimming in this putrid soup. Well, I contracted cholera from this lovely mix. It came on fast. You know, cholera is a terrible, horrible disease. Your bodily fluids leave your body rapidly from both ends at the same time. You don't have any control. You have a high fever. It feels like razor blades tearing at your stomach and intestines. And then there are times when you feel like your fever breaks and you can get up and move around. Then suddenly it starts all over again and you find yourself too weak to carry on. Several days after contracting this stuff, it was Saturday around 6 a.m. that I felt the fever leave. I had two roommates back then. Weeks earlier, we had planned a special day outing. I did not want to ruin this for them. I was able to briefly give up and convince my two roommates that it would be okay if they left. They wanted to take me to the hospital instead, and then I just ended up telling them, oh, I must be getting better because I was a stud. I could tough it out. Look, I'm up. They left with trepidation, but had made arrangements with our neighbors to check on me during that day. I did not know it at the time, but this is a phase of the disease when it reaches a critical stage, and it came back with a vengeance. After this violent cholera attack, I somehow dragged myself back to bed and lay on my back, violently shaking with fever, covered with blankets from head to toe, and sleeping bags. I was freezing cold. Suddenly, my breathing came in wheezes. Suddenly, I was aware that I was not breathing. And I could see across my room without my glasses with pristine clarity. I thought, wow, cool, man. My nearsightedness has suddenly disappeared. My glasses were right where I left them on the nightstand next to my alarm clock, which said that I was nearing 12 noon. I remember looking at the spinning swirls of texture on the ceiling, and then I felt myself floating upwards. I was hovering above my body. I could see my body on the bed and looked around at the bedroom. I was not afraid, but at peace. I turned and faced the ceiling and noticed a fingerprint inside a looping fold of painted ceiling texture. You could never see it from the floor level or know it was there. You had to press your face against the ceiling to see it. I did this after I returned. With a swoosh, I felt myself go literally through the ceiling and into darkness.